Howdy everyone, welcome to this week's episode of History from the Pack Pages. Thank you for being fans and supporters of the podcast. I greatly appreciate your support and comments. For this week's movie review, I am very excited to continue on with season 2 of the movie review format. I decided to look for some possible options for this week. This one looked good. Got some interesting discussion on the film online, and the description was one that I felt could be interesting. It was available on Freevee, so on Amazon, so you can find it there if you are interested. The movie is a horror film, so definitely my wheelhouse, favorite genre. And of the horror films I've watched lately, I would say that it was above average compared to some of the really bad ones that I had watched, as you realized in the reviews that I have done as of late. Because I enjoyed the Five Nights at Freddy's, a lot of the other ones that were really bad, like Don't Blink, It Comes at Dusk, Unfriended, Dark Web, ones along those lines. This one I enjoyed a bit more. So the film was called Black Mountain Side. It was released in 2014, and it was a Canadian independent film, and the director of the film was Nick Starwiska. I'm probably pronouncing it really wrong, but that is it. So Nick Starwiska. And the film was a low-budget indie Canadian horror film. And sometimes, in my opinion, movies that are lower budget, not with huge production teams or product audiences, can be well done if a plot is interesting, the acting is reasonable, and has interesting events and actions that take place in the film. And this movie, on a low budget, they did a good job of what they had. Though they did not have big name superstars in the film, the main director didn't have millions and billions of cash to make the film. With the low budget and not a lot of resources, the movie was, well, in my opinion, completed. So Black Mountain Side's main plot is there is a group of archaeologists who each have different roles. So for example, one is a medical doctor, one's a radio technician, one is a chef, one's just the head of operations, and then there's another doctor who is an archaeologist who's brought in later to investigate and help figure out what they unearth, which I'll get to. So the five group, there's kind of a decent amount of characters in the beginning, but then they disappear. So it just focuses on the main group of like 5-6 archaeologists. They're in very remote northern Canada, like middle of nowhere. So when I say middle of nowhere Canada, I mean even more, so like double XL middle of nowhere. They're far northern Canada, thousands of miles from the nearest civilization, the nearest transport hubs or outposts near them are far, and the only way to get to them is by helicopter, and even then it takes a good amount of time for them to arrive via helicopter. For example, supply runs, medical runs, just help in general. So they need to in advance have that planned out so the helicopters can come. You need to rescue them or deliver more supplies. So it seems pretty normal at first. The movie and the director writing does a good job of introducing the main characters in the film. They each have higher degrees and lower degrees of importance in the movie. Some of the characters they focus on dramatically, a number of archaeologists throughout the whole film, they play a big plot role. Some are more just introduced, you know a little about them, you know their background, like what's their degree, what's their main expertise. You hear them a little bit talking with others, but they're used more as a plot device, whereas some of the characters who are archaeologists have a main role and they try to change outcomes. So the film, I enjoyed it when it began. So they're in Canada, and it begins when a archaeologist, doctor, who has more expertise in Mesoamerica, past tribes, lore is brought in because they unearthed something that was strange and weird, a creepy structure that was over 10,000 years before the present. So they're interested, intrigued, they wanted more info because archaeologists working for the government, they were there. So they called in this gentleman to come help investigate, give his opinion and expertise. Maybe this could help them in financial aspects if it goes well and this doctor is able to decide on the plan and what civilization was unearthed. And I enjoyed that was a low budget film and they were only able to show the structure that was unearthed for a bit. At least they showed it to extent, because they unearthed this temple slash structure and they used the dialogue to try to figure out what time period it was from, Mesoamerica. They used that phrase like 15 times in the movie, which was a little bit annoying, because the kind of the movie, I feel like the writers and the actors, for that matter, why would the actors know this, but the writers didn't really understand about the lore or about archaeology. So they tried to give a big expo dump of like, this is what was unearthed. This is probably the civilization that built the structure thousands of years prior. This is why it could have importance to the team's success and the Canadian government's success as well, if it is investigated. So they give a big expo dump of, so it was probably created 5,000 years ago, looking at these markings, looking at these figures and structures on the main structure they unearthed. And they didn't have enough income, is my opinion, or money, in my opinion, to continue with more of a temple structure feeling. So just show like one wooden part in the beginning of the film, and then never again. I think it would be kind of cooler, to be honest, if they'd gotten like a cool temple. I know this isn't like the ruins or South American movie where they like this awesome temple that's unearthed and like, wow, what a cool temple. This one was more, they tried to put that in your brain, if idea of a temple, but they just couldn't continue it because that was gonna take a lot of work. And like the project aspect. So that's how it occurs. These archaeologists find the structure. And weird stuff starts to happen. Hence the horror side of the movie. So in the classic tropes, the not tribes people, but the workers realize something's up. They immediately pack their bags, get in their cars, so to speak, and never come back. Not telling the rest of the main characters of their early exodus. So then the characters have to deal with the outcomes of the introduction of the temple and what transpires. So not to spoil things, pretty much how it goes is the temple is cursed, so to speak, as you'd expect. There's this evil god slash demon slash being. He's the main part of the film. He's not really in the film a ton per se, but his controlling powers and his like evilness moves the movie forward. So how it goes is the characters start to go crazy, mad, insane. There already was the extreme isolation like I discussed. They were already in the middle of XXL nowhere, and they were already struggling to get help because communications had been having issues, which is understandable in the middle of nowhere. So this demon, so to speak, starts to control the character's thoughts. He tricks them. He's like, there's someone behind you. Or he's like, they're stealing your Doritos. And they're, or, they want you out of here. And they're like, yes, we'll do whatever you say. Because he's like really evil and controlling. So he's able to control their thoughts and actions. And they did a good job with the main demon, the creators of the movie, because they only showed him like one time, and that was a poor mistake, I think. They didn't need to show him. I'd rather they not showed him, because that kind of made him less cool. But that was like at the end of the movie, so it wasn't a huge deal. But how it was cool was that he had like a subwoofer type voice, so he's like, I'm very evil, but cooler than that, like dark, deep voice, which I can't really do. I can't really do a subwoofer type voice like that. But just picture that with a deep, loud voice the main demon has. And then weird stuff starts to happen that I don't want to spoil, because that was spoil the movie. But these characters start to go for horrible things, characters don't make it, people start to die, and they have to escape before it's too late. So that's Black Mountain Side. Now to give my main thoughts. Did I like it? Did I hate it? Like pros and cons of the movie. Something I did like, I liked the cinematography. It was the middle of nowhere in Canada. It was believable to me. They chose a good location with the cabins, the wilderness. If you told me it was Canada in upper north, I would have believed you. They did a good job with the limited budget, with the location, very beautiful pictures and scenery. They did a good job with showcasing that part of the movie. Other things I liked was the evil demon creature. His voice was cool, and how they used him was pretty smart. I also liked, though, this movie could have went like a ripoff of a classic, The Thing, which is one of the best movies ever. This one could have been a ripoff of that, and how there's a group of archaeologists in the middle of nowhere. They're able to better use it, and that it didn't go that route. I would be disappointed if they made it a ripoff of that, like the alien aspect of making it complete ripoff. It was different, so to speak. It definitely had heavily influenced from that film, but it was different, which was good. And negatives, the acting was on and off, inconsistent. Some of the characters I liked their performances more than others. Some of the time the characters should have shown like sadness, anger, fear, distress, but their acting wasn't good enough to showcase that. You thought maybe they just had like a bad headache, or their computer had a shutdown, whereas like they should have been really angry, really scared. Our part I didn't like was that the movie, for each scene, when a scene ended, it would say like November 2nd, November 3rd. Like, it would change the dates because of a period of time that it transpired. But like 10 days, for example, had passed, and people had like died, and they were like, oh no, what's happening? Instead of immediately trying to get help, immediately trying to leave this middle of nowhere, which I know is difficult, they're like, let's just stay and try to figure it out. So time kept transpiring, and they kept not doing anything, which was a mistake. Also, I didn't like the heavy expo dump. They could have cut that down. And they said that it was like a South American type temple, for example, if you wanted to say it like that. Something along those lines. But overall, the plot was semi-interesting. It was well done. I liked the scenery, photography, and was able to keep my interest at points throughout the film. I didn't fall asleep or didn't turn it off. I watched the whole film, and I wouldn't be against watching it again, or at least recommending someone to watch it. So out of 5 in my review scale, I would definitely say that it was probably like an upper edge of unremarkable or lower edge of good. I think I'll go with lower edge of good. It's like it just squeaked into good. I'm debating on which one I want to go with, just got into good or just top of unremarkable. I'll probably say just got into good because I did enjoy parts of it. So that's my review of Black Mountain Side. Good job with Isolation. Though it wasn't the most unique movie or most excellent plot choices and acting performances, it kept my interest and at least had some enjoyable aspects that I liked. So Black Mountain Inside overall was okay. I did like it, so that's good. Thank you so much. See you next time. It's Reef from Back Pages. Have a good week. Stay safe. See you next time. We'll definitely have to decide on what the next movie will be. Either a horror movie or a different genre. Bye.